Pray for Floyd and Jessica in Mexico.
Pedro and Marisol.
God in heaven, thank you today for your goodness. Thank you for this time to be together with the brothers and to be encouraged in your word. Be with the brothers around the world. Pray for Floyd, Jessica, Pedro, and Marisol and their families. Those who around the world who are your children, who are doing your will, striving to serve you. Be with each one, we pray you. Be with us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, today we're ready for Psalm 71 a little confused. Is it Psalm 71 or 2 in the Septuagint? Is it Psalm 72? For some reason, it 72. Was it the one that, oh God, give your judgments to the king? Is that the one?
Psalm of God. How good God is to Israel.
Oh. Okay. How good God is. Okay, Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to the upright in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost shaken, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was jealous of the lawless when I beheld the peace of sinners, for there is no upward gaze at their death, nor steadfastness in their chastening. They are not in difficulties as other men, and they shall not be chastened with other men. For this reason, arrogance mastered them. They clothe themselves with their wrongdoing and ungodliness. Their wrongdoing shall go forth as from fatness. They passed through to their heart's intent. They thought and spoke in evil. They spoke in wrongdoing to the height. They set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue passed through the earth. For this reason, my people shall return here. Days of fullness shall be found in them. They said, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are sinners, and they prosper. They possess wealth in this age. And I said, surely in vain have I kept my heart righteous and washed my hands with the innocent. For all the day long I was scourged, and my reproof persisted through the night. If I should speak, I would describe it thus. Behold, I am breaking covenant with the generation of your children. And I sought to understand this. It was difficult in my sight until I came into God's holy place and understood their end. Surely for their deceits, you appointed deceits for them. You cast them down in your exaltation. Oh, how they came into desolation suddenly. They ceased to be, they perished in their lawlessness. Like a dream to one who is awakened, so, O Lord, you shall despise their image in your city. For my heart was kindled, and my reins were changed, and I was despised, and you did not know, and did not know. I became like a beast before you, and I am continually with you. You hold fast my right hand. With your counsel you guide me, and with glory you take hold of me. For what is there in heaven for me but you? And what do I desire on earth besides you? My heart and my flesh fail, O God of my heart. And God is my portion forever. For behold, those who keep themselves far away from you shall perish. You destroy away from you all who act unfaithfully. But as for me, it is good to cling to God, to put my hope in the Lord, that I may proclaim all your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Okay, so David just here talking about how he was looking at the wicked people and looking at what they were doing, and he thought that it was going real good for them. It was just... But then whenever he looked at their end, at the way they end up, it says that he changed his mind. And he began to think differently. And he began to think about God. But that's the way it is sometimes in this world. When we look at the world and everything that the world is doing and everything that the world has, it looks pretty neat sometimes just to see everything. All the things that you could do and all the things that you could have, and just a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff that you can... just neat stuff. But when we think about God, remember God, we see how all those things are just going to end pretty soon. They won't be anymore. Just go through this life, do whatever you want to do. But in the end, we'll have to give account to God. Okay, everybody's ready for your verses. Roger?
We had to memorize Psalm, John 13:34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also have love one for one another. By this man shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for one another. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. That you also may love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another.
No, you can't read it. You can't read it. You have to memorize it. Just do what you can. Just memorize it. Just say what you can. If you don't have it memorized, then sit down. You just say at least the first part without looking. And you...
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you should love one another also, even as I have loved you, that you may love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
John 13, verses 34 through 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
John 13:34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you have love for one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Big boys.
Daddy wanted me to do what we had the last week and this week, too, because I didn't memorize the last verse last week. For the grace of God has appeared. For the grace of God has appeared to all men, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness, worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawless deeds and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. And I was thinking about William Tyndale. He was trying to translate the Bible so that every common man could read it and not have to be read from the church.
Oh, I remembered in Guatemala when we went down there, the people there told us about this man that used to be there, live there, that would just help them when they needed it, and he had left long ago, but they just still remembered him and talked about him, even if he had long left.
I thought of Jonathan. He would have been set to be king, but his father, since he was wicked, his kingdom was taken away from him, and David was supposed to be king, and he could have been selfish and helped his father kill him. And he probably could have got to become king, but he sacrificed and didn't do what he wanted to do, and he actually helped David escape from his father several times.
I thought about Paul in the Bible, how he went out preaching and helping people, and went on like three missionary journeys, and we can learn by him to just to help other people and not have everything we need, and so.
I thought of Dirk Williams. He went back and helped the very man that was trying to catch him and kill him. He went back and saved his life.
George Mueller helped poor people and orphans a lot, and he had a bunch of orphans, and sometimes they didn't have much food to eat, but they trusted in God, and people gave him food, and so we can help people even if we're not don't have very much.
There's a story that Brianna was telling me about. It's called Theo, the Big Brother. And basically he was a young man on the streets that some bishop somewhere took him in. And he learned from that bishop as he grew up and became, he just naturally looked out and reached out to the other young men that were on the streets and just really grew to appreciate helping them. And then he began to have this idea that God was calling him to preach and that he wanted to be a preacher. And one day he was standing in front of this crowd giving this great speech, and his voice just gave out. Completely lost his voice for permanently. And then he just got bitter and went, and this this rich man had his eye on him, and just offered him a position. And he could have been a millionaire. Rich man was going to give his business to him. So he basically lost a year of his life pursuing riches. And then a young man, one of the young men that he was helping came and he met him somewhere, and I guess that young man, he got so discouraged that he had left and just forsook what he was doing. But this Theo then realized what he had left, so he turned down the position and just went back to living a simple life and helping these young people.
Mark 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life for a ransom for many." And then 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort and arise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus." Jesus is a good example of just how we should help people through his whole life.
I had Paul, where he was sacrificing or was teaching the gospel to everybody, and he sacrificed himself, or he's wanting to go to see Caesar, and he sacrificed himself for God to spread the word.
I read a story of one time about, maybe some of you have in the book, Whom Shall I Fear? Then one of the prisoners, they in the prison, and somebody came and let them all out. But there was a woman that had a baby, and there was an old man. He said, I will not go and leave this young one here, maybe to regant. So he sacrificed his freedom to stay with her.